Welcome, Navi Yerusham. We're holding in Maestros Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We were holding the top of Amud Aleph, and we just learned now a Braisa. Braisa said that if you have fruits that are in the field, and one is intending to bring it into the house, so the obligation of Maestros doesn't start until it comes to the house. So therefore, in the meantime, you can eat from it Arai, you can eat from it temporarily, meaning not Achilas Kava. And you're not assuming that anybody took on Meiser from it. So once you come to the house, you do Meiser Vadai. But if that obligation was in the field, meaning when a person is taking it not to the house, but to sell in the market, so then you're not allowed to eat Ari from it. And you have to suspect that maybe Meiser is already taken out from. Because even on Maharitz, we assume that he probably did Meiser, at least the Mai, at least a Sufik Meiser. Now, Mechzel, Mechzel, said the Braisa, if you talk about a place where half of the people take it to the house, half of the people leave it in the field, so then you go to Chumro, and what is the Chumro? You assume that maybe the Amoritz took a Meister, the only thing you can do is the Mai, and you're not allowed to eat from it before you go to the house, but once you get to the house, then Misakra Vadai, then you do a Vadai. Because you go to Chumro, then maybe these are fruits that are meant to be in the house, and there's no mice that was done till now. So the Gemara now says, Abirin had the following question. Meaning, we learned earlier, we had a discussion, what happens if a person does truma? We took already truma from the fruits. Is he now obligated to take mice, and he's not allowed to eat from it? All right. Now the Gemara is asking, what about a person takes a dmai from the fruits? Reb Chaim explains, he took fruits from Aretz, not knowing if it was Meiser or not, and he was mafrish, the Mai from the fruits. Then he found out with certainty that no trumas or Meisers were taken out from these fruits. So although in regular Dmai you take out only Meiser, not Truma, because he assumed Aretz does do Truma, but here that he found out that Truma was not taken out, he needs to do Truma right now. So the shal is, before he takes out this Truma, is he allowed to eat from it Arai? Do we say because he took a Meiser Dmai, so now you can't eat from it, all right? Or Dmai is not Kriveh? Says the Gemara, Im Oimer Ad Ken Lo Nimtzeso Magdim. So Reb Chaim explains the Raya is like this. In the Braisa that we just mentioned, we said that if a person has fruits where in a location where 50% of the people sell, bring it to the house, and they're not obligated to Meiser until they get to the house, and 50% of the people take it to the market, so he goes to the Chumro, he takes out Dmai before he gets to the house, and then he takes out Vadai once he gets to the house. Now, once he gets to the house, he takes out Vadai because he assumes that there was no obligation. He needs to take out Truma Gedoyla as well. There's no obligation, so Truma was not taken out. If so, comes out, he took out Dmai on the way before he got to the house. And now, when he gets to the house, he takes out Truma. So he's doing Maisa before Truma. We learn that you have to do the Truma in order. First Truma, then Meiser. Not Meiser, then Truma. So how can the Braisa tell me to do it this way? You see from here that Dmai is not considered that he really is taking out. It's just a Chumra Be'alma. So if so, it's not considered that they took out Meiser. So it's not going to be Toivel. So in a case that we spoke about before, that someone did take out Dmai, and then he found out that he's still obligated in Truma, he's not going to be considered that it's already Toivel, that he cannot eat from it, all right? Because the Dmai is not really considered doing something over here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Abboy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yair Tzedek. So they say that the way it works, that you take out the Dmai, is not that you take out the Dmai alone, and then you come home and take the Vadai, like we the Gemara understood till now. But he does it with a condition, which means, it means the condition says, if these fruits are from what goes to the market, and they're obligated in Meiser, Masha Sisi also, whatever I did, it was a Dmai. V'im lav lasi deklum, if not, I didn't do anything. Meaning, the Gemara, according to this, is doiche, the Raya, there's no Raya from the Braisa, because he's doing it today. When he comes home, he does Vadai, because if these fruits are not obligated in Meiser until now, so what he did till now was nothing. Why? As the Gemara explains, Shlotehem lo'itso shemachrisi labati, because maybe these fruits are from the ones that come to the house. But even says, Trumas Meiser, Tvulo Truma Gdoila. Meaning, so Reb Chaim, the Gemara points out they have another issue to do this Dmai as with no Tnoim, with no conditions. Because if you take a Dmai with no conditions, this could be a real demai. So then you're not taking out Truma Gedoyla, right? Because Truma Gedoyla, we assume that Maritz did. So when he's going from the field to the house, on the way, he is assuming maybe these are fruits that were supposed to go to the market and they're obligated already in Truma Meiser. Truma was done, Meiser was not done, and he does demai. What is the demai? It's a Meiser. Now 10% of this Meiser you have to give to the Kohen. That's called a Trumas Meiser. The Kohen right now is going to eat the Trumas Meiser. But maybe these are the fruits that's supposed to go to the house. And he made Truma Gedoyla was never taking half from it. So this fruits that come to the Kohen, the Trumas Meiser, there's a mixture of Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedoyla. And although the Kohen can eat both, he does have to do the Afrasha. He does have to separate them. And if not, it's going to be Tevel. That's what means Trumas Meiser, Tevulo le Truma Gedoyla. And the Trumas Meiser, we should mix with Truma Gedoyla. So if you're doing the demai with no conditions, this problem won't happen. He's going to give the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. The Kohen will eat as it is without separating it. So if we tell him, don't do the demai vadai. Do the demai with a tanai, with a condition. See, I'm not so sure if this is a demai or not. It may be yes, maybe not. So then when he gives it to the Kohen will know to separate the Trumas Meiser from the Truma. So this is a raya that the demai that's being done the way is only done with a condition. And therefore, once you get to the house, you're not over on doing Meiser before Truma. Continues the Gemara, going back to the brisa that we mentioned. As we mentioned, yeah, if you have 50% of the people, they take it to the market, 50% of the people take it to the house. So in the Sada, you do Dmai, because you, maybe these are fruits supposed to go to the market, and they're really obligated to ensure Meiser, the Amorah did the Truma, and the Meiser, we're not so sure. But once he gets to the house, he's mitakle vade because maybe these fruits are the ones that go to the house and nobody took out Truma Meiser over here. So says the Gemara now with Beis, now we have the opposite problem that we had before. What's the problem? Maybe it will be a problem. That's the gear of Reb Chaim. Maybe these fruits or fruits that were supposed to go to the market, meaning the Truma Gedoyla was already done. But now, when you go into the house, you do Truma again, because you're not so sure. Maybe these are fruits that belong to the house. So Truma was not done. So you do Truma again. But that Truma may not be Truma, because maybe these fruits are not obligated in Truma. So the Truma that he's giving to the Kohen may be mixed with the Truma's Meiser. Usually, when you give fruits to the Kohen, the Truma is not obligated in Truma's Meiser. You give the Truma to the Kohen, you give the Meiser to the Levi, and the Levi gives 10% of the Meiser to the Kohen. But here, maybe there's no obligation of Truma. So maybe these fruits are all part of the Meiser. If they're all part of the Meiser, they're tovel, they have a tevel, they're mixed up with the Truma's Meiser. Says the Gemara, similar to what we said before, when you get to the Kohen will have to go and separate and say, this Truma that I'm eating, it may be Truma, but it may be Meiser. So if it's Truma, great. And if it's Meiser, I'm the Mafresh Truma's Meiser out of it. And then he can eat the whole thing, because the Kohen is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon as well. And he's allowed to accept Meiser Rishon as well, as what the Gemara tells us. So he has your Truma Gedoyla, he has your Meiser Rishon, he has your Truma's Meiser. He does that fresh just to make sure that there's no Tevel, and he can eat all three. Now the Premoisha says that really this also answers the first question, the first point that we mentioned. Because you see that when you take out in the house, you have to tell the Kohen, don't just eat it the way it is. Separate Truma's Meiser from it and make sure that there's no mixture. So if you do it in the Sefer, you could do it in the Reisha too. Also regarding the Demai, you could do the same thing. When you give the Demai to the Kohen, just tell him, make sure to take out the Truma's Meiser. It doesn't have to be that he does a Tanai, that he does a condition. Continues now the Gemara, we're going back to the Braisa, and the Braisa mentioned that if we're talking in a place where the majority of people take it to the house, so then clearly there was no Truma and Meiser done over here, and he has to do Truma and Meiser. Says the Gemara, at Kedoyin, this all talks about Dovah She'ein Legoyin. It's only if you don't make a pile out of these fruits. Chaim says, like example of figs, you don't make a pile out of figs. Aval Dovah She'esh Legoyin, if it does have a pile, Mafrishim Trumas Meiser, Ve'ein Tzech Lafrish Truma Gedoyla. So you do obligate, there is obligation here to take a Meiser and the Trumas Meiser, but not Truma Gedoyla. Truma Gedoyla, there's no obligation to do from the fruits which are in the field. Because if there is a pile, you can assume that probably Truma Gedoyla was done, even from the fruits that are going to the house. If you want to do a pile, you'll make a Truma Gedoyla. How do we know that? Kado de Tami, as we learned in the Braiso, Motso Pirus Mimurochim Basode. If he found fruits which were piled in the field, Mechunosim, if they're right now still in a pile, Asur Mishum Geza. It's also Mishum Geza. The fact that it's in the field is because the owner left it there as a pile. Mefuzari Mutari Mishum Geza. But if it's spread out and it's all scattered around, it seems like it got lost, and therefore you could take it. In both cases, because if it's still, it's in the field, you're obligated in Meiser, because probably the owner did not take on Meiser until he brought it to the house. And because there was already Miruach, it already was the piling and smoothing, so Hefker is not pointed to Meiser, so they're obligated in Meiser. But in Ketuma Gdoilo, you don't have to do it. Why not? You don't take out a pile, Elim ken nistroma, unless Truma Gdoilo was taking out of it. Whenever there's a pile, you can assume that Truma Gdoilo is taking out, and even Amaretz is not choshen on Truma Gdoilo, so Truma Gdoilo we assume that was done once there was a pile over here. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Meisters Daf Chof Hei.